Is it? Okay, we're live? Okay, cute. All right, hey everyone. Thank you all again for joining today. Just to get right into it, I'm gonna be talking about the parallels between Korean folk music, 민요, and trot. So I'm gonna share a few songs that are 민요's, like Korean folk songs. Some songs that are trot remixes of 민요's, and then trot songs that I think share that 민요 vibe. So the first song that I'm going to share is called 풍년가. 풍년가 is like a 민요 itself, meaning like a harvest year song. There does tend to be kind of different styles of 풍년가, but this most popular one and kind of standardized is from the Gyeonggi province. The song is generally just about celebrating a good harvest from working hard on the farm. And this song is by, the version I'm going to be sharing is by Imija. So Imija is like a nationally renowned singer in Korea and one of the most notable figure among Korean trot singers. She's kind of one of the first pioneering Korean trot singers. She's born in 1941, and then she debuted in 1959 and rose to fame with Dongbaek Agashi, or Camellia Girl, in 1964. This song that I'm going to be sharing by her was released in 2006. Let me play it for you guys. All right,
So I hope you guys, from having me played other trot songs in the past, if you've listened to them before, maybe you can start to hear the parallels. But the next song I'm going to play is called Miss Go by Itaeho. This song was released in 1988, and the title is literally just Miss Go. Go is like the surname, often anglicized or written in English language as Ko, like K-O, but it's just kind of like in reference to this lady, whoever Miss Go is. And I wanted to share this song because I think it has elements of Minyo with the instrumentals, but also his vocals, and I just really love how he sings this song. Little tidbit is that in kind of like 70s to 90s, Korean office and work culture had people calling each other as like Miss or Mrs. or like Mr. Like, you know, they call each other Miss Lee or Mr. Kim. And that was kind of a thing that they would use as titles to each other. But anyways, this song is about kind of like a lost love, perhaps maybe like a missed chance or opportunity. And I like at the end of the chorus, he says, 나는 사랑의 피에로, which is like, I'm the clown of love, like a sad clown, Piero. Also, this song was originally titled as Miss Kim, but then as they were recording this and making the song, they realized Miss Go flowed a lot better. And this song was released, as I said, around 1988, but it was before the 1988 Olympics in Korea. And so this song kind of got carried through with the hype of the Olympics. And it was a very popular song, or trot song. And this was kind of his outbreak song. So let me share it.
Thank you. 너처럼 사랑하고 시처럼 가버린 너 계곡처럼 깊이 패인 그리움만 남긴 너
So the next song I'll be playing is called 잘했군 잘했다 by 하춘화 and 고봉산. 잘했군 잘했다 is kind of meaning like well done, good job. This song originally released in 1965 and was based, was recorded with 고봉산, and he recorded it with some others, but this recording that I'm playing with 하춘화 was released in 1993. This song is kind of based off of a composition called 영감 태령 from 1932, and the beat and lyrics were rewritten to fit the modern times and be a little bit more lively. I like this recording from 93 because it has this like 장구 꽹가리 arrangement. 장구 and 꽹가리 are Korean traditional instruments. 하춘화 is another notable trot singer. She was born in 1955 and she was put into singing as a young child around 6 or 7 years old. And it was around 1970s that she was beginning to get fame and interest and has been a legend ever since. This song is a conversation between a wife and husband calling each other 영감 or 마누라, which is kind of what elderly couples call each other in Korean culture, but it's also like really formal. But the general story of this song is they're encouraging each other and saying thanks to each other on their good deeds unto one another. It's a really fun conversational song and I love the energy. And again, this is more of like a trot song, but it has these Korean folk song elements to it.
Next song is 남자의 눈물.
남자의 눈물 means a man's tears. So this song was originally released in 1998 by 현철. But the version that I'm going to be playing is by 이진아, released in 2007. So as I said, 남자의 눈물 means the tears of a man or a man's tears. And he sings about being sad and being dumped and left behind by someone he loved. But this song, it's kind of like a trot classic. There's tons and tons of arrangements and versions and remixes of this song. And I chose this version by 이진아 because it teeters into this subgenre of trot called like 관광버스. 관광 means like sightseeing. And bus is just like bus. So there are these kind of tour buses in Korea. And these tour buses are often filled by people who are in their like 50s or 60s or like, you know, older people where they want to travel and they want to sightsee, but it's probably easier for them to travel together in a group. But in these buses, they're playing this like really upbeat music and they're like partying harder, probably like harder than a college student at their 21st birthday. And so these 관광버스 trot songs are like very maximalist sound, like all the sounds possible ever are played into these 관광버스 trot remix versions. And I would love to definitely do a 관광버스 episode, but I'm going to give you a little sneak peek with 남자의 눈물. So hopefully, compared from this song to like the very first song that was a Minyo, you can kind of see the similarities, especially in the vocals. It's super powerful, that really strong, well-controlled vibrato. And so this next song, totally, like, it is part of their Gwanggangbus album. And it is a Minyo, so the song that I'll be playing next is called Jindo Arirang by Jinseong and Seominu. So Jindo Arirang is originally a Minyo, a Korean folk song that was made during the Japanese colonial period. There's actually a record of it from a gramophone recording in 1934, but this song, like, as a Minyo, has been in existence before then. And this song is also influenced by other southern province folk songs during the time of Japanese imperialism. And it was kind of like made as a way to preserve the Korean identity. So Jindo is a county in South Jeolla province, or Jeolla Namdo. There's also a joke lately of Korean natives saying Jeolla South-do. Anyways, as I said before, Minyos are getting remixed into trot songs, and it gets remixed into oblivion, essentially. And this version I'm sharing, sung by Jinseong and Seominu, two very famous trot singers. This song was actually released in 2014. And they're just, these two guys are covering other famous trot songs and some Minyo trot songs and remixing it into this, as I said, Gwanggangbus style. So you can definitely, I hope you can feel the energy of Gwanggangbus and what it is. So as I mentioned, that is like very Gwanggangbus music. So imagine you're on a bus filled with like people in their 50s and 60s, and they're like going crazy. That kind of music is playing for like an hour straight. There's like three different disco balls going on with different lights and like lasers. And it's just like a great time. And it's really sweet to see, you know, partying never ends no matter what age you are at. But to kind of slow down, I'm going to share the song 밤나무골 골 처녀 by 이미자. So this is another song sung by 이미자, released in 1972. And I really love this song because this era music of the 70s was slowly gaining influence from Western music, but Korean singers of this genre were able to keep it still within a Korean style with the vocals and the melody, despite kind of like the Western instrumentation. So 밤나무골 처녀 means the first half, 밤나무 많은 시골, so that just means like a small town, small village with a lot of chestnut trees. 처녀 is like a very young girl, kind of like a maiden, so like a young, unwed girl. But this song, it's another pining love song, and it's from the perspective of this maiden, this young girl, and she's very eager to find a blossoming love. But I love this song because, as I said before, it maintains the integrity of like Korean trot and like folk songs while implementing Western influence. Next song featuring another 처녀 is called 처녀 농군 by 유진아. Well, 처녀 농군 was originally released in 1968 by 최정자, but I really like this version by 유진아 because, again, it has these arrangements or elements of modern trot, but it's still integral to that folk song vibe that the song originally had. So 처녀 농군, meaning maiden farmer. As I said, maiden is like a young, unwed girl. And this song is about how this young maiden is taking care of her widowed mother, but is also taking of the farm by herself, presumably. And as I might have mentioned before in previous episodes, Korea is still today a very gendered society, meaning men and women have their specific roles in society and they dare not overstep those boundaries. An issue that still remains today. And what I think really outlines this is a lyric that she says, 이 몸이 여자라고 남자 일을 못하나요? Which directly translates to, just because my body is of a woman, am I incapable of doing men's work? And I chose to share the song because, one, I really like the beat and melody, and obviously the mixing of this song and the vocals. But as I looked into the lyrics and as I hear that it's this upbeat song, it kind of touches upon the gender inequality of Korean society, which I feel like is really radical for its time in like 1968. But yeah, please enjoy this song. That was Gwanggwang bus style, but that's not even like it could be, but I think it'd usually be like 2-3 times faster with more instrument sounds and synth sounds that are just really like maximizing everything. And if you ever wonder if I listen to this personally, like, yes, I do. Like, it'd be like 8 a.m. I'm on my way to work and I'm listening to these kinds of music just for the fun of it because I love it. I love Korean people. But next song I'm going to share is 뱃노래. So 뱃노래 is a traditional folk song, and it got trotified, if you will. The title translates to like a sea shanty. So with Korea being a peninsula, there's rich, rich boating history. And there's a ton of 뱃노래, right? There's so many like sea shanties, you know, all over the world regionally. And within Korea itself, within the peninsula, there's so many different kinds of 뱃노래. So there can be 뱃노래 for like cleaning your boat, loading or unloading the boat, songs for raising the anchor, songs for like rowing, and songs for 배치기, which is when you return home with a full catch, like a full, you got a hella fish or something. This song, 뱃노래, the version that I'll be sharing is by Ansora. And with this song, you'll really hear another like fusion of these modern synthesizer sounds. And there's a little bit of traditional Korean instruments within it as well. And this song, there's so many, as I said, there's so many 뱃노래s. This one is kind of like a standardized 뱃노래. So there's so many different trot versions or remixes of this one 뱃노래. But the general story is about being at sea, journeying through these splashing waves, and the seagulls are flying with you with the ship, and you're missing your love that waits for you back home, and all you can do is hope that you're able to return to the village safely and with a bountiful catch as well. I didn't mention, but that song was released in 2001 in this album that she has called Minyo Gwanggang Daebakso. So that one is definitely like a Gwanggang bus style song of Minyo's, like the Korean folk song. Daebakso is meaning like, daebak is like, wow. Like, it's like an exclamation. So Daebakso, like the wow show. But if you look up this album or you ask me to send it to you, like, I think there's 57 songs that she's recorded. It has like, you know, side A, side B, and it's totally just covers of Minyo's that have been trotified. But anyways, the next song that I'll be sharing is called Miwo 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 by Cho Yong-pil. This song meaning I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And this song is a little slower. Maybe you can consider it like a trot ballad. But Cho Yong-pil, he's another nationally renowned singer for his powerful and really touching voice. This song was released in 1981. And it's about how his love left him. And it was a kind of like a one-sided farewell separation. He didn't want to break up, but I guess this girl left him. And this girl is telling him, forget me. You know, just move on. But he's like, no matter what you say or how much you tell me to forget you in our time, I can never. It's like painful that you just left me without a proper goodbye or like an amicable breakup, essentially. This song was incredibly popular. Cho Yong-pil was so popular that like almost like there wasn't a song he didn't release that wasn't a hit. And he'll do like two and a half hour concerts of his hit songs, but that doesn't even cover all of his hits. This song, it's not related to any folk song, but I think it does showcase qualities of the parallels that Korean folk songs and trot music have. And I just really love this song because while it's slower, I think slower songs are really hard to sing. And the way he fills time with his voice and the melody, it's like so beautiful with his runs. Also, there's like really beautiful strings in the melody. So yeah, please enjoy this classic song. The next song I'm going to be playing is called 밀양 아리랑 by, well, 밀양 아리랑 is another folk song. 밀양 is a town in Gyeongsangnam-do. It's kind of between Daegu and Busan. If you're familiar with those Korean cities, maybe you might have heard of Busan through train to Busan. But anyways, it's essentially in the southeastern part of the peninsula. I might have mentioned the word arirang before, like previously I just played Jindo arirang. Arirang is kind of like a meaningless word in reference to a folk song. Maybe it's like a name of a genre, one could say, of these folk songs. But to put it briefly, there's a deep, deep, long history behind this word. And what exactly arirang is, it's like more than the etymology. There's, as I said, really rich history behind it. But this song, it's another love song, and it's another like Korean folk song that had been standardized so it could be recorded and remixed and whatever. But it's set in the middle of winter, and during winter, obviously, there's like no flowers blooming or plants or whatever. But the singer of the song is like, look at me, like I'm the rare bloomed flower in wintertime. And it's like a winter love song in a way. But this version, so I'm going to be playing a version by Min Seung Ah. He's kind of like another like trot singer. He's not as like nationally renowned as Lee Mi Ja or Namjin or Jin Seong. But he has a lot of if you look him up on YouTube, you could like get the vibe of maybe, I don't want to say amateur, because he's way more than just an amateur singer. But anyways, he does a lot of these kind of folk song, trot remix songs that are like super upbeat. And it just has a really fun, funky quality to it. So I hope you could feel the energy of that song. If you hear the little like twangy kind of metallic sound, that is a geungari, another traditional Korean instrument that was also used in a song I previously played, the Well Done, Good Job, the 잘했군 잘했어. But anyways, the last song that I'll be sharing today is 차표 한 장 by 성대관. 차표 한 장 meaning like one train ticket. This song was released in 1992, and as I said, sung by 성대관. 성대관 was extremely popular trot singer, kind of like after the Namjoon Nahuna era. He was super popular in like the 70s, but you know, as many Korean celebrities do, he had a little scandal in the 80s, had a hiatus, and then he came back with this song, or with the release of this song and trot as a genre becoming more popular in the 90s, he was able to kind of reclaim his popularity. This song is like a breakup song, I guess, but it was more like neither one of them wanted to leave each other. Like they had no choice but to break up, kind of just like wrong timing kind of thing. And what really, I think, puts that or like has that meaning for me is the line, 너는 상해선, 나는 하행선, meaning you're northbound and I'm southbound. Like they're both going in opposite directions of the train. And I think this is another song that encapsulates trot really well and the groove of Korean folk song that they carry. And I also just really love how he sings this song. I think, again, just like beautiful vocals within these trot singers, super strong and powerful. He is another legendary trot singer, but he unfortunately has passed away kind of recently in last year, February of 2025. But with that, I hope you enjoy this last song. Thank you.
정해된 시간표대로 떠나야 하네. 너는 상행선, 나는 하행선, 열차에 몸을 실었다. 사랑했지만 갈 길이 달랐다. 이별의 시간표대로 떠나야 했다. 달리는 차창에 비가 내리네. 그리움이 가슴을 적시네. 너는 상행선, 나는 하행선, 추억이 나를 울리네. 한 장 손에 들고 떠나야 하네. 예정된 시간표대로 떠나야 하네. 너는 상행선, 나는 하행선, 열차에 몸을 실었다. 사랑했지만 갈 길이 달랐다. 이별의 시간표대로 떠나야 했다. 달리는 차창에 비가 때리네. 그리움이 가슴을 때리네. 너는 상행선, 나는 하행선, 추억이 나를 울리네. 사랑했지만 갈 길이 달랐다. 이별의 시간표대로 떠나야 했다. 달리는 차창에 비가 때리네. 그리움이 가슴을 때리네. 너는 상행선, 나는 하행선, 추억이 나를 울리네.
Alright, that was the last song. Thank you all for joining me. I hope those that are in the Bay Area are staying cool. And yeah, I'll see you guys in next month.